grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Well, kia ora, Chris. How are you?
Kia ora, Millie. I'm very well. Very well coming to you high over the phone lines here.
I know. I was like, where is he? But it's too stormy out there, isn't it?
Ooh, it's pretty full on out my way. Bloody hell. Trees falling down left, right and centre. It's all a bit reminiscent of last year's storms.
I know.
And, it just makes me think, well, thank goodness that cannabis is good for anxiety.
I know, right?
As we discussed last week. So, get your prescription if you haven't got one. I have, and I'll be making use of it, I can tell you.
And I can tell you, folks, the weather's only going to get more crazier as time goes on, so get those prescriptions in place.
That's right, yes. I do enjoy, I've got to say, every day down at the hemp store, people coming in, locals and tourists, and astounded, pleasantly surprised, and then, very thankful and very pleased when they go get their prescriptions. So, it seems, like most people just have no kind of idea, low awareness out there, and it's great being able to point people in the direction of all the clinics sometimes. So
I know, it seems like a bit of a re-emerging trend of just people having no idea that you can get a cannabis prescription, but we are here.
Yeah, I think that, maybe people have been down on it so long, it becomes a bit of a self-fulfilling, Yeah. Hey, but anyway, moving right along, we're going to start with some world news. It isn't in any media here, so we'll be breaking this story, although it happened a few days ago, the weekend.
Gosh.
And it's Christiania, which is in Copenhagen in Denmark. Have you ever been there?
I have never been, particularly to Christiania.
The whole place in general is very nice. Copenhagen is very nice. Christiania is like a little island right in the middle, former military base.
Fair
enough. And it got taken over by the hippies. The military had kind of moved out, I think, and abandoned it. It got taken over by these hippies in 1973.
Oh, good on them.
And they turned it into a real kind of commune place, alternate lifestyle, and an open-air hash market sprung up down the main street. And it eventually, maybe the might have got lost in translation, but they called it Pusher Street. And that's kind of just their name for the provider of weed, is a pusher, I don't know. I thought that was a bit jarring. But anyway, and over time, so this is, I actually visited the place, but it has gone through eras and times of being a little bit heavy as some gangsters have moved in and tried to take it over, and then they kind of push it all out and try and, no, it's just about the hash, and then... and then things get a bit rough again. So they've kind of had enough. The old hippies have got old and middle class. And they did a ceremonial ripping up of cobblestones.
Wow.
And they're going to gentrify it and make it all lovely and protect their property values. Because being in the middle of Copenhagen, this old commune of hippies, now worth a lot of money. But they're very clear, they just want to get rid of the gangsters. Hilda Mada, who's lived in Christiania for 40 years, said, once the illegal trade is gone, well, there might be some people selling hashish afterwards, but it won't be in the open. So they'll be, but I went there, and I actually really liked it. It was, maybe I just met nice people, but it was open. It was like a farmer's market. If you think of Amsterdam as cafes, they call them coffee shops, and it's a sort of cafe bar type approach. And Christiania is the farmer's market version.
That's a shame that happened. That's a shame that, a few bad eggs ruined a whole kind of beautiful farmer's market.
Hello, Chris. It's Corey Foymornal here.
Oh, yeah, Corey's here.
Sorry, I'm just getting this great vivid imagery of a farmer's market, but it's all hash. Everyone's just selling their own homegrown forms of weed, and I love it. Can we do that here? I wish we could.
I would like that. it could happen, but it wouldn't be legal. But then neither was Fisher Street. But it really was like that. I went there in it was 20 years ago now, and I went there early in the day because I thought I'll go there and see them setting up and have a chat and a bit of a yarn and that. And it they were like pulling out like blocks of cheese, you know, like stacking them high, these kilo bricks.
Wow.
They've come from all the corners of the globe, you know, and you're talking to people that are doing the smuggling or one step removed. Some of them were a bit iffy, you know, but, you know, they were all friendly types, I thought. And I tell you what, they were very, very accurate at clipping off the chunk of hash in the size that you wanted. If you said, I want 2.5 grams, or I want, you know, 20 krona, or whatever it was that you were, they would just get these pliers out and clip, and it would be exactly. It was incredible. They were artisans at chopping hash.
You would get really good at it over time, I think.
I want a JPEG of this, please.
We do. The images are already coming to mind. So they're ripping it up. Is there going to be a future kind of space for things like that to happen, or no?
I can't see them suppressing it. It's going to pop up somewhere else.
I'd say so.
You know, down that main, because the main street really was the first thing you saw when you kind of came into the area. So, you know, maybe you could go down the corner, I'm not sure. But they've been talking about closing it down pretty much the whole time it's been going. So.
Oh, what a bugger.
We'll have to go over there on a research trip, I think.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
actually. Yes. Let's book our tickets.
Oh, yeah. I've got us travelled.
And moving across the globe to Oregon. What's happening there?
Oh, well, they were in the news recently, or last few years, because they decriminalized all drugs. So they started with psilocybin, started with cannabis, legalized cannabis, then they did psilocybin, and they just said, let's just decriminalize everything.
Yeah.
And, well, now, you know, change of politicians.
Oh.
Got a bit of that here, but, so they've repealed the law. Well, they are, or they have, repealed the law that decriminalized all drugs.
Wow.
Daily Beast says it's the use of the scapegoat for their own failure. And, there you go. So we'll just move on. I don't like dwelling on that kind of crap.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
note
a
it.
Sad
we'll note it and move along.
Alrighty. Moving on to something more happy.
Oh, we're going to India now.
India!
This is great. It's holy over there in India. For some reason over here, I guess it's a seasonal thing, but we seem to get it before Christmas, right? But in India, it's now. It's this week, or last week, or whatever it was. So, and it turns out, as the Associated Press reports, when you do the real thing over in India, you celebrate it with a bit of cannabis.
Yeah.
So we know it as the festival of colour, with you know, the throwing the colour stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
But it's food and drink, also a big part of it. And vendors in parts of India sell this thing called Tandai, a traditional beverage prepared with milk, dried fruit, and laced with cannabis.
Wow.
Another tradition for Holi is, this is according to the Associated Press, another tradition for Holi is bun. I've had that myself over there.
A paste
made by grinding cannabis plant, used in drinks and snacks. You get the old bun lassi, like a little milkshake shop. Bung is legal in India, so you can get these milkshakes quite legally, whereas other places, depending on the state, it might just be restricted to the sadhus, the holy men, and everyone else might be like, no, we gotta stay.
Wow, because so, they're quite acclaimed for their kind of culture, particularly surrounding hashish.
That's exactly right. It goes back thousands of years. Not far, you know, outside of the mountains, I guess, from where cannabis came from.
Yeah.
So they've had a long history of being with it. And, again, personal experience, when I was over there, you would just see cannabis growing wild by the roadside. It was just literally like a weed just growing everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Lovely.
Wow. So, well, that's good. It's good to hear that they're celebrating.
That's right. And it shows, you know, cannabis is actually part of, you know, religious ceremonies and rites for, you know, not just holy and Hinduism, but in lots of other religions too.
Yeah. Or it'd be interesting to do a deep dive in there. Mm. Religious use of cannabis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I also just found our flights to Denmark for about 2,000 at the moment. That's
not bad.
Real dear. It's dear as shit.
For a flight?
One way.
It's a whole way across the globe.
It's a gateway to Europe.
It's a gateway to Europe. That's right, Corey. That's priceless. Anyway, moving on to our cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of odd people, I guess. The old Cowboy Paradise, the Herald's.
This was an interesting one.
Yeah, the Herald, the Press, and the Otago Daily Times all covered it this week, and they all stuck it behind paywalls because they know that people would pay money to see pictures of weed growing in a bunker.
Yeah.
But there's no pictures, so you'll be really disappointed. Don't pay for a story, you know. The media, they need some money, right? That's what's going to get them the payments, I think, is trip stories.
That's
inside the bunker.
Inside the bunker, right? So,
Anyway, Whanganui Chronicle. This was another story this week. It actually got reported by HighTimes.com. Operation Emerald, a 75-year-old, was arrested after 250 cannabis plants were seized near the Whanganui River. Operation Emerald is their name for their annual cannabis eradication thing.
Mm-hmm.
And 75 years old. So I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. What's this person's reasoning?
Yeah.
And it turns out they used to have a hemp license. The police have told the Whanganui Chronicle, which ends up picked up by High Times. So this person used to have a hemp license. It lapsed in 2021, and apparently the police had good reason to believe there was something going on there.
Okay.
And in some tunnel houses, they said. Lo and behold. So, was it still hemp? You know, were they just going hemp without a license? Were they going some medicine? Either or, you know, 75 years old, what's going to happen to them? You know? Hopefully not jail.
I really hope not. Yeah. That's a bit nasty if they're going to throw them in prison.
Yeah.
I mean, but it is interesting to see that older market, and we talked about this a couple of weeks back, that it really is cementing itself in with the older people.
That's exactly right. And that happens everywhere that it goes legal in America. And it happens right here in New Zealand in the latest drug stats. The biggest growth was among the older people, the people over 65, having the biggest growth of using cannabis.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. And you've got an update for me on Cannabis South.
Just before we move on to that, I just wanted to say one of the reasons, possibly, I mean, not just the scale of that, the 250, but people often say, well, why do the police treat it so seriously? And there was despite their discretion, all these sorts of things, and this kind of luck of the draw thing that goes on.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out, the story that talked about their point system, that their computer assigns reported crimes before a human being even takes a look at them. And if there were 500,000 crimes that didn't make that threshold, they just delete them, go, I'm not even going to look at those.
You were kidding me.
It turns out, but if a crime is alleged to have happened and you don't know the person's name and address, it scores very, very, very lowly and it's unlikely to be investigated.
You are kidding me.
At least their address or where it happened, if not the name. The guy next door is growing weed, for example.
Mm.
That now rates really highly. And so this, I think, goes some way to explain why the police feel, even reluctantly, that they have to go around and investigate when a neighbour complains about someone.
Yeah.
Because this point system is telling them to. There's a person at a time and place right here that's done it, so therefore we're going to investigate. So, you know, the point system is broken if that's what it's doing. It's just wasting their time.
Yeah, that's bad.
But it also shows, you know, neighbourly relations, very important.
Yeah. Stop dubbing in your neighbours if they're growing the good stuff.
Come on. Like the police said to that, there was a person in their 70s that the police came around to, I think we talked about a couple of weeks ago, they came around and just told them to bend it over and keep it out of sight of their neighbour. You know? That's a good kind of advice you want.
Well, I mean, it's turning from a justice system to a just-is system. You know? That's terrible the point system is, you know, turning into that. Mm. It's just,
the government talks about being very evidence-based and you know, reassessing all this kind of old way of thinking in that. And so maybe that's something they could start with. And then they'll find that the police are actually directed to crimes that matter instead of the computer telling them to go around to crimes that don't matter.
Exactly. Now you've got an update on Cannabis South, so you can tell how itchy I am to know what's going on.
More sad news, I guess,
and
the CEO, Mark Lucas, he's resigned today ahead of a creditors' meeting. There hasn't been any reporting on what happened there, but it's the creditors that have cut off the funding, I guess, so hopefully they've got a plan out of it. But Farmers Weekly, of all places, one of my favourite farming magazines, I've got to say, Farmers Weekly, says there's high hopes for the cannabis company's survival. That was the headline.
Good.
So they're quite optimistic. One of the founders of Aqualis, which is sort of half of Canada South, Greg Mitchell, he said company's down, but definitely not out. And he said he was quite confident that the administrators are going to kind of make them more lean and agile and just focus on what's profitable, and you've still got products, you know, happening and things. So he was, you know, quite optimistic that it's not the end. So that's great to hear. That's very good to hear.
So they're down, they're not out, everything's going to be okay.
Well, not sure about that last bit, but
I thought I'd just slip it in, see if I could get away with it.
I heard a rumour, unconfirmed, and until we see it in the Gazette, it's just rumours. But I heard a rumour.
Here we go.
That Shane Retty, our Minister of Health, signed off on those regulatory changes to the medical cannabis scheme last week, apparently. So it hasn't been published yet in the Gazette, so this is just a rumour, but I'm saying on the radio, it's just a rumour until we see it published. But when it does happen, if it happens, and we won't know exactly what's going to happen until it is published, but hopefully that's the kind of changes that'll save Canada South and other companies like that and get cheaper, better products right here for patients that need them.
Yeah, and you'll hear it first here on Marijuana Media. We'll be sure to tell them when we find out. Speaking of, what events have we got coming up?
Oh, well, it's Papamana Medical Cannabis Social Club tonight down at the Blue Frog. I'm going to head down. It might be a bit windy down there, but, you know.
Yeah.
Bit of fresh air is nice, bit of fresh air.
Yeah.
And 420 Day is coming out Saturday week.
Yep.
So get yourself doing something then, 420 on 420 Day.
Yeah, that's not and, far away
J-Day,
now.
Yeah, make the most of it, because J-Day is in December. So make the most of 420 Day coming up.
Good stuff. Alrighty, well, thank you, Chris, and thank you to the Hemp Store. That was Marijuana Media for another week.
Bye.
Bye.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.